Reading from Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their head. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the four and 20 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So reads Revelation 4, 1 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Now, by way of introduction, come with me and we will see the grand inauguration. First, we are introduced to the Majesty on high. God Himself is described in resplendent glory. And then we are introduced to heaven's ruling class, the 24 elders. What were they preparing for? Why, none other than the coronation of Jesus Christ. Heaven's ballroom is filled with guests. No one had ever seen anything this elegant. Excitement was in the air, praise was emanating from celestial beings, and then came the great announcement. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, the Root of David had appeared. Why, the throne room was filled with applause. Lightning, thunder, and voices. It was a heavenly fireworks. Seraphims and cherubims led in the glory course of holy, holy, holy. They were proclaiming that Jesus, the Creator, was worthy to receive power and honor and glory, for He had created all things. And now to the exposition, verse by verse. Verse 1. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, I'll show you what must take place after this." It was fitting for John to describe what he saw in heaven before he begins the recital of the great events that were about to be enacted. This chapter is given entirely to the setting forth of the occupants and forces of heaven who were to direct all of the coming events. He first describes in symbolic language what he saw. We must bear in mind that the language is highly figurative, even to the throne, for that was set in heaven. Like, well, every movie has a set, you know. where everything is set for the panorama that follows. First, we see a door standing open, and just through the door we get a glimpse of the triune God and all its attendants. Wow! John was standing on the threshold, looking in. What a scene! Like the sound of a trumpet, a voice says, "Come up hither. I'll reveal to you the future." Something like what Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel 1 and verse 1. "In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day, while I was among the exiles by the Kibar River, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God." Verse 2, "At once I was in the Spirit." I guess we could say, enraptured, John's flesh no longer hinders his vision or his senses. Maybe something like what Paul described in 2 Corinthians 12 and 1. "I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord." And there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. John sees the royal seat of God and Christ and describes his radiance and splendor. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Now, we know that jasper is a precious stone, quartz-like, variegated with diverse colors. Some see green, dazzling in brilliance. And then the carnelian was blood-red in color. In this heavenly scene, God appeared like the crystalline brightness of jasper and the fiery carnelian stone. Ezekiel saw something like this in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. Above the expanse, over their heads, was what looked like a throne of sapphire. And high above, on the throne, was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire. And that from there down, he looked like fire. And brilliant light surrounded him. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiant appearance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking. Now, what Ezekiel had seen was the glory of God, not the person of God, but the glory of the Lord. Verse 4, "Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them was 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. If these elders are, as some believe, representing the 12 patriarchs or the 12 apostles, then the resurrection had already taken place before John begins his recital of the great events given in panoramic form, which is unthinkable. The 20th century New Testament gives the name counselors instead of the name elders. These 24 are the ruling aristocracy of heaven. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 through 14, we find that the court was seated. Now, not only was God seated on his throne, but the court was seated. Who is this court? Well, this court is composed of 24 elders or counselors in heaven. And similar to the Supreme Court. And they make decisions. Now, let me read it to you as I have found it in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 through 14. "As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beast had been stripped of their authority, but they were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into the presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Now you can readily see that the latter part of this verse refers to Jesus ascending on high, and the gates of glory was open, and Jesus was brought in before the royal throne of Almighty God, and the coronation takes place. Well, we'll have more to say about that in chapter 5. Verse 5 says, "From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbles, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunder, symbols of God's proclamation," similar to what happened back in Exodus 19, verse 16 through 20 at Mount Sinai. Let me read to you about it. "On the morning of the third day there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. And then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke, because the Lord descended on it in fire. Smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. And then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. Before the throne, then, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. These seven lamps burning before the throne symbolize the Holy Spirit of God. There was a throne set." Well, I'd like to compare that with Solomon's throne in 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 18 through 20. "Then the king made a great throne inlaid with ivory and overlaid with fine gold. The throne had six steps, and its back had a rounded top. And on both sides of the seat were armrests, with a lion standing beside each of them. 12 lions stood on the six steps, one at either end of each step. Nothing like it had ever been made for any other kingdom." Well, of course, nothing was made like it until, of course, John got a vision of Almighty God and the throne in heaven. Verse 6 and 7. "Also before the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. Third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And before the throne there was a sea of glass." The New English Bible said it was like a sheet of glass. Well, the pavement was polished until it looked like a sheet of glass. "Four beasts full of eyes before and behind are four seraphims or cherubims." Now, the reason we know there are cherubims or seraphims is because of Ezekiel and Isaiah, which saw the same vision. They are attendants of God and the workers of His purpose and judgment. Let me read to you from Isaiah 6 and verse 2. "Above Him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. Ezekiel 1, verse 5 and 6 says, "And in the fire was what looked like four living creatures. It appeared their form was that of a man, but each of them had four faces and four wings." Ezekiel says in chapter 10, verse 15, "Then the cherubim rose upward. These were the living creatures I had seen by the river Kibar." Verse 8. "Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" Well, all of this symbolizes that God's government is sovereign, it's firm, it's enduring, it's intelligent, and it's rapid in its execution. That God is past, that God is present, that God is future, that God is eternal, that God is everlasting. Well, look at Isaiah 6 and 3, "And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.'" Verse 9 through 11. "Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being.'"